here with Miss Mister for Expression FM. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sam.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's our second date in the UK after traveling around a little bit on this tour. So we're all warmed
in
up.
Pajamas.
In pajamas, and, yeah, professional sort of like PJs.
How are you finding the UK?
We love performing here. It's great. I don't know, this is sort of our first time hitting a lot of the cities that we're hitting on this tour, so it's cool to check out some new places and go. Like last night we were in Brighton, where we've been once before, and I didn't really have time to explore, so it's cool to.
This is our first headline show in Bristol.
Yeah.
It's quite a cool venue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. It's really cool. I think it must be under construction because the whole upper floor is like. Empty cavernous, so I've been going up there and singing. It's nice.
There's an amazing natural reverb.
Yeah.
Do you like venues like this, like small venues, or are you more into big ones?
Both have their great features, and honestly, like, the big ones are fun to play for a big crowd, especially when people seem to know the words or, you know, are excited about it. But honestly, some of our favorite shows have been tiny ones where it's just really sweaty and I don't know, there's like more of a rock and roll vibe.
I think to do them in tandem is really important because it's nice to go from a big show to a small show to a festival show. I think, yeah, as Max said, they each have their strengths. But I think there is something special about doing such an intimate small show where, you know, people don't have to be behind a barricade or right up against the stage. And I don't know, there's something really intimate about that. And I think there's more of an opportunity for us to get sweaty and gritty and, yeah, with the crowd.
And I also feel like I can get a little bit looser. Like, you don't have to be... Sometimes when you're on a festival stage, there's just so many people and there's like cameras and things, so you feel a little bit more, okay, I'm going to give like
stage.
A good show, I'm going to give, you know, like a solid show, but like that's something a little bit more casual, I feel like you can get a little bit wilder.
I've always wondered, is it weird because you can see people's faces just staring at you?
That's part of the fun.
It is, that is part of the fun though. I try really, really hard to look at everyone in the room at least once, or at least make you feel that like I've sort of like seen and acknowledged you. And I think what's nice about when you do like a smaller room like this is that you really can see everyone, and then if you really like put in the time by the end of the night, I think everyone should feel that way.
So talking about festivals, you were at Glastonbury in the summer.
We were. That was an epic weekend
so
for
fun.
Us.
So fun. But the beginning of the long downhill slide of the summer, though. We started with such a high, and then
we partied so hard, and it was like right at the beginning of this like 2 month long tour that we were doing. We did like 30 festivals this summer,
and then we were sick for.
We were sick for like for like 2 weeks, like recovering after Glastonbury. It was like totally worth it, though.
It was amazing.
We played like two shows. We played
Williams Green,
and then we did the John Peel stage, which was. So awesome. We had a really, really good slot and a really huge crowd.
Prince Harry was there,
which was really pretty wild.
No offers to play his non-existent royal wedding yet.
Yes,
but I'm sure
it's in the back of his mind, and we're just going to put it out there now that Prince Harry, we will play if you ask us.
If you're listening, Prince Harry,
you should
I know
be.
We don't sound like British artists, but Lizzie is born and raised in
London.
I am born and raised here, so we have. Maybe that'll be enough.
You're born and raised in London?
Yeah, I was.
Where were you from?
I grew up in London, in West London. And I went to an international school in St. John's Wood called the American School in London. And so London is home for me. So when we get to come back to the UK, I definitely feel at ease, feels very comfortable being here. So it's nice. I didn't really get to travel around to places like Manchester or Leeds or Bristol or Brighton when I was younger. So I feel like it's nice to sort of do it in retrospect.
So what are your musical influences?
I think they sort of range all over the place.
It's hard to, especially on the first record, I think it's hard to point out individual people who have influenced you, because we're very visceral writers and don't really think in terms of where things are going to be placed in a larger spectrum of music. I think as you're writing, it just sort of pours out, and then only later do you go back and think, like, okay, maybe I hear this and that. So, I don't know. I grew up listening to a lot of sort of folk to rock to opera. Lizzie listened to a lot more sort of alternative R&B sort of stuff. And so it's all sort of in there. I will say that sort of in a career arc, in terms of not as much musically, but we talk about LCD Sound System and Arcade Fire all the time. They're definitely musical influences as well, but in terms of the way they've grown their careers and they've been, you know, sort of played the long game and spent a long time establishing themselves as serious musicians. That's something we definitely admire.
So how would you describe the musical style?
We definitely proudly claim ourselves as pop artists. You know, I think for us, pop maybe used to be a little bit of a dirty word, and I think there's this really exciting sort of new slew of like frontier pop acts, as Max calls them, which I really like. I'm adopting this term now. And so pop is sort of redefining itself, and it's really exciting to, I think, have those other bands as our peers. And also, to claim yourself as a pop artist sort of means everything and nothing, because you can find pop sort of within any genre, and I think experimentation is very much at the core of what we're interested in doing. And so for us, you know, creating the first record, I think every song was a chance to experiment with a different sort of genre and sound and style at the heart of what we love making. It's sort of fun, catchy tunes, and I think that's pretty much what pop music is about.
Yeah, I think pop music's getting a bit of a bad name. I don't really know why.
I feel sort of the opposite. I feel like it had more of a bad name in maybe like the 90s and early 2000s when it was sort of purely associated with
she's top 40, yeah.
But just completely constructed personas who weren't really in charge of their own artistic or vision or trajectory at all. And for us, you know, pop is not, it doesn't have to be that. You know, it's about embracing pop as a project and as approaching music as sort of this comprehensive idea that incorporates music and visual identity and making sure that all those things feel really true to us and true to the music.
But bands like Haim and Churches and Lord and St. Lucia and Hearts, you know, I think those are contemporary pop acts and finally sort of getting their foothold in radio and in the mainstream. And I think it's exciting that more and more acts can sort of have a place in both of those worlds, and pop doesn't have to be just for the mainstream, but it exists within the indie world, and that incredible pop music can be made for the mainstream.